Inna alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala wa ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm sure all of us have had this experience that we get, you're driving somewhere or something and a small speck of dust falls into your eye. What is your state when that happens? When the speck of dust is in your eye, if somebody shows you the most beautiful scenery in the world, you can't see it. Physically, you can actually see it because other eye is okay, but you won't see it. Your children come before you, you can't see them. Your wealth comes before you, you can't see it. The best food you like comes before you, you can't see it. Your whole being is concentrated on that one speck of dust in your eye. And until that speck of dust clears away, nothing looks nice, you are not able to connect with anything, and your whole life is in there. I remember reading one of these teaching stories where a professor gave his class a spot test. So, like always, he would bring the question papers and he would put them face down on the desks. So he walked around the class, he put one sheet of paper face down on all the desks. And then he said, when I give you the instruction, lift up the paper and tell me what do you see on it. So he said, okay, do it now. And the students, they lifted up the paper and they saw that it was a white sheet of paper with a black spot in the middle. So he asked them, what did you see? He said, black spot. What did you see? Black spot. What did you see? Black spot. Black spot. Black spot. Black spot. So the professor said, it's very strange that there is one single black spot in the middle of the paper, you see that. But the black spot is surrounded by a huge amount of white, you don't see it. The reason I'm saying it is because this is the nature of our life. And this is the nature of our life if we allow it to be like that. As in the case of the black spot or in the case of the speck of dust in the eye, we have the choice what you want to see. You want to see the black spot? You only see the black spot. You want to see the rest of the white? Then the black spot is it's there, it's not, it won't go away, but it's, you see it in its true significance, which is that it is one spot in the middle of all this goodness that I have. The same thing in our lives, we have Allah has given us a life which in this world has some good and it has some problems. Everybody's got it. There is not a single person alive on the face of the planet or was ever alive on the face of the planet, including Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had a life which was free from all problems. Even with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had problems. And I'm not talking about, major global issues. I'm talking about problems in the home. Nabi Rasulullah ﷺ had problems in his home with his wives to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran about it. So it is an issue, all of us have them. Our choice is, do you want to focus all your attention on the problem and, you know, ruin the rest of the enjoyment of your life? Or do you want to treat the problem with the significance it deserves, which is, it is one problem. So I will deal with it. But alhamdulillah, Allah has given me so many other good things. So I will enjoy those. I will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And then when it comes to the issue of this problem, I will deal with the problem. I want to narrate to you two hadith. One is in Bukhari, Adab al-Murfad. Adab al-Mufrad, and also in Tirmidhi, in his Sunan, where Ibn Mihsan al-Khatami, from his father who met Rasulullah ﷺ, he said that Rasulullah ﷺ said, the one among you who wakes up, the one among you who wakes up secure in his property, which means he is in a state of safety, healthy in his body, and has his food for the day, it is as if the whole world was brought to him. He said, the one who wakes up in the morning in a state of safety, which means there is no war happening and there is no one trying to kill him or something, is healthy in his body, and who has food for the day. Rasulullah is not saying he has food for the month, year, he has got a secure job, you know, it's food for the day. The one who wakes up in the morning with these three conditions, he wakes up in a state of safety, he wakes up where his body is healthy, and he has food for the day, it is as if he has the wealth of the whole world. Now think about this hadith. Rasulullah is not saying, you know, is he secure, how about his children, how about his properties and, you know, future plans and retirement benefits, nothing. Because we do not even know, if you wake up in the morning, you do not know whether you will see this evening tonight. You don't know, I don't know, nobody knows. So what is the point in worrying about what will happen tomorrow? You don't even know whether tomorrow will come. If I die before tonight, does it matter what happens tomorrow? Nothing. What is the chance of me dying tonight? Exactly the same chance that everyone else has. It's no rocket science. Every single one of us, if we woke up, the only certain thing is that we will die. Everything else is uncertain. Do I know whether I will have breakfast? I don't know. Do I know if I'll have breakfast in my house or Fauzan's house or in the hotel or somewhere? I don't know. Whatever Allah has written will happen. But do I know that one day I will die? You bet your life on it. You will die, I will die, everybody dies. So therefore Rasulullah is saying that why worry about something which is not even sure and lose the benefit and satisfaction and happiness of seeing and having what you already have. So alhamdulillah, Allah gave me health, Allah gave me safety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me enough food for the day. Yeah. And in our case, we can add, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us nice families, Allah gave us friends, and Allah gave us izzat, and you know, all of this, alhamdulillah. This is what problem do we actually have? Seriously, think about that. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is like the wealth of the whole world was as if it was given to you. Because at the end of the day, why does anyone want wealth? Think about that. Because what do we know about wealth? What we know about wealth is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is beautiful hadith which I think I have mentioned many times before. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this hadith. He said that what you eat, what you have eaten, what you wear, and what you spend in the path of Allah. What you eat, what you wear, and what you spend in the path of Allah. He said, this is yours. This is your risk. This belongs to you. What you have eaten, what you wear, and what you have spent in the path of Allah is yours, belongs to you. And he said, out of these three, Allah will question you about two. What the first? What you ate and what you wear. What you wear refers also to your wealth. So Allah will question you about your food, and He'll question you about your wealth, and what you spend in the path of Allah, Allah will reward you for that. So the only these three. Now think about this. If I have $1 billion, right, I'm still eating the same roti or whatever, and that also depends on whether I'm on a diet, or whether I have diabetes, or whether I have hypertension, and I can't eat salt, and I can't eat sugar, and this and that, all kinds of things, right? I may be the Nizam of Hyderabad, but that doesn't mean I eat gold. I eat the same roti, and whatever I eat, what clothes will I wear? Whatever clothes I wear, you know, whether they're expensive, branded, blah, blah, whatnot, that's it. What I have spent in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path, my charity and so on, I know what I have done. Now, other than that, if I take all of this out of my $1 billion, I still have a lot of money. I have some serious money. Now, that money is for what? That money is for me to give hisab before Allah. The more you have, the more you will have to give hisab. It's as simple as that. The more you have, the more you will have to account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu was given the bashara of Jannah in this life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I thought Allah will not include you among the people who were given bashara. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu started crying. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what did I do? He said, no, you did not do anything, but your wealth is so much that the time that you took to give hisab to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I thought you will be excluded. Now the wealth of Abdurrahman Auf radiallahu anhu is the halal of the halal, because when he died in the khilafah of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, who was the khalifa and who was also personally wealthy. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu had written in his virasat, in the one third that he was allowed to give, he wrote a share for all the people of Badr. And Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu is also considered as a person of Badr. So they came, people came to him, they said, Abdurrahman ibn Auf has written something for you in his virasat. Would you like to take it or you don't want to take it? Because you know you are the Khalifa, you are wealthy and so on. Why would you like to take from somebody's virasat? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said, I will take what Abdurrahman ibn Auf has given me as a sign of barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is no wealth which is more halal than the wealth of Abdurrahman radiallahu anhu. For him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ourselves. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, our wealth is halal, but you know, where is the comparison between the wealth of Abdurrahman Auf and your wealth and my wealth, and you know, we don't know what all is in it. So, having wealth alone is like, the example which I always give, it's like saying, supposing I give you a suitcase filled with banknotes, right? And I give it to Mushtaq bhai and I say, Mushtaq bhai, please do me a favor, this suitcase, it has got so many lakhs in it, crores in it or whatever. And this is a list of people that I would like you to please give it to. So out of this, give it so much to Ahmad, give so much to Fauzan, give so much to Hafiz bhai, that there's a guy there, give it something to him, and there's someone somewhere else, give that to them, and so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. Finally, I tell Mushtaq bhai, at the end of that, there is this 2000 rupees, that is yours. Now, if Mushtaq bhai has any sense, or of course he has a lot of sense, alhamdulillah, what is he going to tell me? He will tell me that 2000 rupees you give me, rest of it you do your own job. Why are you giving me this jamela? I have to give this one, that one, that one, that one, that one. At the end of that, I am getting only 2000. So why do I want all, why should I have this whole burden of carrying this wealth? Now on the way it gets stolen, I am in trouble. You know, end of the, I gave it to you. You are supposed to to give it. And then you can't tell me, no, somebody. So why do I need this? This is the nature of our wealth in this world. Believe me. You have wealth. Some of it is for your children, some of it is for your wife, some of it is for your parents, some of it is for the taxi driver, some of it is for the plane ticket which you bought to go somewhere, some of it is for the hotel guy where you stayed in the hotel, some of it is for your driver, the whole of it. End of that, you sit and say, what did I get out of this? You got what you ate, you got what you spent money for, and you had the burden of this whole thing on your head your whole life. For what? And at the end of the day, because you had this burden, you have to give account to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you give that to so-and-so? Did you give that to so-and-so? Kai gave us. For what? As long, that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you have yours, you woke up in safety, you have your health, you have enough food to eat, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say alhamdulillah. Rest of it, let Allah look after His creatures. Why are you bothered? You are not Allah, you are not assistant Allah or something. What's your problem? Why are you interested in looking after the world? Forget the world. Look after yourself. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me enough for my needs. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Say, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that spot of black. Forget the black, the rest of the white. MashaAllah, Allah has given me a nice life. Enjoy your life. This is the meaning of this hadith. InshaAllah. That be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah has given us. And Allah will make our whole life beautiful and grateful. Instead of that, if you get stuck in that spot of dust in your eye, then nothing will look nice. Your whole life will be one misery. Because you're always, worried about this thing in my eye, I can't see anything, and what's the point of that? So, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be grateful to Him always and to live our lives in a state of thankfulness, because that is where the barakah is. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ اللَّهِ